tokenized U.S. Treasuries on Ethereum, hit record 8 BTC market cap. The market capitalization of tokenized U.S. Treasuries on Ethereum has reached approximately $8 billion, a fresh all-time high, according to a Cointelegraph update posted on May 6, 2026. The milestone arrived on a quiet trading session for ETHI, which sat at $2,369 and was down 0.16% on the day at the time of the report. Bitcoin was at 81,417, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 50, a flat neutral. The data point is incremental rather than dramatic, but the trend behind it is the part worth marking. Tokenized treasuries on Ethereum have grown into a multi-billion dollar collateral layer that now competes with stablecoin reserves, money market funds, and short-duration ETFs as the parking lot for idle on-chain dollars. A quiet day for ETH, a loud number for RWAs. Ethereum spot price barely moved on the day, but the ATH for tokenized treasuries on its base layer continues a pattern that has held through most of 2026. Real-world asset issuance keeps grinding higher, whether ETH is up, down, or flat. That decoupling is the structural story. Tokenized treasuries are not a speculative position. The yield comes from short-dated U.S. government paper, and the on-chain wrapper is mostly a settlement and accounting layer. So the growth curve tracks demand for dollar-denominated yield from on-chain treasuries, DAOs, market makers, and a handful of stablecoin issuers, rather than retail risk appetite. The catalyst stack behind the milestone. Several adjacent moves help frame the new high. BlackRock recently asked the OCC to scrap a 20% cap on tokenized reserve assets, arguing the limit holds back institutional adoption. We covered that filing in BlackRock asks OCC to scrap 20% cap on tokenized reserve assets. DTCC is targeting a July pilot and October launch for its tokenized securities platform, a parallel rail that is expected to connect to public chains. See DTCC targets July pilot and October launch for tokenized securities platform. Securitize won FINRA's nod to act as a broker-dealer for custody of tokenized securities, which materially lowers the friction for regulated counterparties to hold tokenized T-bills directly. Add the Senate's Clarity Act compromise that bans yield on stablecoin reserves, and the message to issuers becomes clear. If you want to pay yield on a dollar liability, the legally clean path is a tokenized treasury wrapper, not a stablecoin reserve. Where the 8BSITS public dashboards have placed the bulk of Ethereum-based tokenized treasury supply across BlackRock's BUIDL, Ondo's USDY and OUSG, Franklin Templeton's BENJI, and Superstate's USTB, with smaller share for newer entrants. Concentration in BUIDL has been a recurring talking point, since one issuer holding a large share of the category creates a single point of redemption stress if rates or rules shift sharply. The mix matters because each product has different redemption mechanics, transfer restrictions, and counterparty profiles. A holder rotating from a stablecoin into a tokenized treasury is not just chasing yield. They are accepting a different set of legal wrappers, custody arrangements, and operational risks. Read through for stablecoins and card programs. For users of crypto cards, the relevance is one layer down. The reserves backing the stablecoin balance you load onto a card are increasingly composed of tokenized treasury exposure, either directly or through a money market structure. As the on-chain treasury market gets deeper, stablecoin issuers can park reserves on the same chain that settles their token, instead of going through traditional custodians for every rebalance. That has two practical consequences. First, reserve transparency improves. On-chain treasury holdings are easier to verify in real time than off-chain bank balances. Second, the reserve composition becomes a competitive feature among stablecoin spending cards, where holders can ask which issuer is sitting on tokenized T-bills versus uninsured deposits. The latter point matters more after the Senate compromise that prevents stablecoin issuers from passing yield directly to holders. Next, signals to track. The next read on this market will come from how quickly the treasury supply on Ethereum compounds against the stablecoin supply on the same chain. If tokenized treasuries continue to grow while stablecoin float plateaus, the on-chain dollar mix is shifting from non-yielding liability tokens toward yielding asset tokens, which would be a meaningful change for how on-chain treasuries park cash. A second thing to watch is migration across chains. Solana, Base, and Avalanche all host tokenized treasury products, but Ethereum mainnet still anchors the bulk of institutional issuance. If the OCC eases the 20% reserve cap and DTCC's pilot ships on schedule, the Ethereum native pile could expand quickly through Q3.